Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A federal jury convicted two men of kidnapping and other crimes in connection with the torture of a man in Kansas City, Kansas. 36-year-old David Carr of Kansas City and 46-year-old James Michael Poterbin of Edwardsville were methamphetamine suppliers to Kansas City and believed a woman stole drug money from them. In retaliation, the two kidnapped the woman's boyfriend. And a traffic safety promotion kicks off Monday. J.P. Bizet has more.
Beginning February 20th and continuing through March 3rd, the Garden City Police Department will join other law enforcement agencies in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma with increased enforcement near high schools to raise awareness on roadway safety. The seatbelt enforcement emphasis is hosted by the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Safe Seatbelts Are For Everyone program. Citations will be issued for speeding, texting, or failing to buckle up. Safe highlights the importance of wearing a seatbelt, driving alert, and following traffic laws.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. 800-775-6868. 800-775-6868. That's 800-775-6868.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. At the National Governors Association Conference in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is the first state in the nation to join the Alliance for States Providing Interoperable Reciprocity, and Governor Kelly called on other states to join the coalition, which advocates for the acceleration of military reciprocity by and between states, easing the process of obtaining a license in a state to which military personnel and their families are deployed. Right now, one in three spouses of service members works in an industry that requires an occupational license. Military spouses are uniquely disenfranchised by laws restricting out-of-state recognition of such licenses because nearly 15% of military spouses move across state lines in any given year, compared to just over 1% of civilian spouses. And these laws often result in military spouses leaving the workforce during an already tight labor market. Aspire encourages states to join a digitalized system that would allow states to upload their reciprocity agreements so military families can know if the state they are moving to will accept their licensing. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2066, which expedites the issuance of occupational credentials to military service members and military spouses who are seeking to establish residency in Kansas. The legislation makes it easier for military spouses to transition into the Kansas workforce and spur new economic development. And Governor Kelly also hosted a roundtable last October to discuss ways to promote workforce participation for Kansas military families. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting on Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in spring 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In honor of the 10,000 Kansans lost due to COVID-19 and the families they left behind, Governor Kelly has directed flags to be lowered to half-staff throughout the state, effective yesterday, Thursday, February 16th, to sundown today, Friday, February 17th. Governor Kelly stated that it's with great sadness that she shares that Kansas has lost the 10,000th Kansan to the battle against COVID-19. And this milestone serves as a reminder of the terrible toll that this virus has taken on the state and the world, and a reminder to continue using the tools to prevent further loss. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public that Jeff McKinley, DO, will join the medical staff and begin seeing patients at the Norton Medical Clinic on March 6th of 2023. Dr. McKinley graduated from Wichita State University in 1993 with a Bachelor of Science degree in biology, and from there he went on to the College of Osteopathic Medicine, Kansas City University, where he graduated in 1997, and he completed his family medicine residency in Topeka. No stranger to Norton, Dr. McKinley still resides in the community that he grew up in. He's a 1988 Norton Community High School graduate. He was employed as a physician at the Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic from 2000 to 2017, and from 2017 to 2023, he served as a physician for Decatur Health. Dr. McKinley has also served as the 17th District Coroner since 2006, has experience on the medical staff at Valley Hope, and through Docs Who Care. Dr. McKinley will join a medical team at Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic that also currently includes Josh Gady, MD, Miranda McKellar, MD, Teresa Neal, MD, Dakota Dreher, MD, Kristen Vogel, PAC, Jonna Inman, APRN, Gino Salerno, PAC, Rebecca Kars, APRN, and Jedediah Kane, CRNA. Dr. McKinley will be providing medical coverage in both the hospital and clinic, and the hospital's administration, staff, and board members warmly welcome him back to practicing medicine in Norton. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, February 14th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the executive director, Dallas Goslin, and administrative assistant, Amy Levine. The January meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, consultant John Pinger provided a recap of the positive meetings held with key state department heads. Amy Levine was welcomed as the new administrative assistant. The director, Mr. Goslin, then reported that while in Topeka for the Norton County Legislative Day, the Norton delegation and the Secretary of Commerce discussed the base grant that was submitted, as well as housing solutions for Norton County and Northwest Kansas. And additional conversation was held regarding the quality of work Pinger and Smith have done for Norton County. Election of officers was held with current chairman John Griffiths and vice chairman Wally Burton retaining their offices, and there was lengthy discussion regarding the various engineering options for the East Side development. A discussion was held regarding a partnership with the Norton Correctional Facility, the Kansas Correctional Industries, and the Manufactured Home Association. And this is in an effort to develop trade skills for Norton Corrections population while reducing the burden on private industry. There was also conversation held regarding the director's efforts to assist two local businesses in transition to new ownership. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:55 p.m. The Kansas Legislature, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature State Garden City District No. 39 Senator John Dahl, Salina Representative District No. 71 Stephen Howe, and Hayes District No. 111 Representative Barb Wassinger today, Friday at 7 p.m. The Kansas Legislature is a program that takes place during the legislative session and gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. During the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788 with their legislative questions. And to find a list of legislatures that might be on the show each week, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org, where you'll find the 2023 season schedule. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
It's a winter season savings sale at Your Jamboree. On sale this week, beef short ribs, buy one, get one free. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $1.98 a pound. Fresh bananas, 58 cents a pound. Fresh broccoli, $1.98 each. And select varieties, 15 to 24 ounce ragu pasta sauce, just $3 for $5. Enjoy these savings and more this week at Your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The perennial farm bill fight over spending for nutrition versus commodity programs has begun with heated exchanges in the Senate Ag Committee that could make writing a 2023 farm bill even more difficult.
You directed it, so it is current law and it built into the baseline.
USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, Stacy Dean, defends a major food stamp spending update of the Thrifty Food Plan food basket, directed by the last farm bill. But it was not the answer top Senate Ag Republican John Bozeman was looking for.
The entire farm bill scored at $867 billion. You spent $250 billion unilaterally. Congress had no intention of you doing that. None. And if you understood that that was going to happen, then you should have alerted Congress, because it's not just $250 billion. What we're understanding now, we're talking about another $90 billion. So a third of $1 trillion with an $867 billion bill. I mean, how can we trust you?
But Chair Debbie Stabenow defended USDA.
So we cut SNAP. It doesn't add money. Commodity title, we add money. The commodity title, it doesn't affect SNAP.
But that wasn't Bozeman's view.
What you're going to do is crowd out our ability to use funds because you've already spent them on other programs. That's totally unacceptable. And like I say, the big thing is that's going to really limit, I think, our ability to help the other programs, which I desperately want to do.
Programs like crop insurance, conservation, ARC, and PLC that Bozeman claims will now be squeezed further, even with a new, bigger baseline. Leaving Stabenow to conclude, we've got a lot of work to do as we figure out how we're going to proceed on the next Farm Bill. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutritia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United?
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure will be set up over the Central Plains this weekend with a dry and breezy weather pattern, and our temperatures will be on a warming trend for most of Kansas with sunny skies expected this afternoon. We should warm up a little from yesterday's highs. The wind will be breezy to gusty through the weekend with a low pressure trough setting up to our west, but that'll also help warm up our temperatures. Wind will be gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour for most of the weekend and a few gusts over 30 miles per hour tomorrow and Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, strong high pressure is moving into the Rockies from the Intermountain States, and that'll help develop that low pressure lee trough in eastern Colorado and turn our winds over Kansas to the southwest. We'll be about average temperature-wise statewide today, but southern Kansas will enjoy afternoon highs well into the mid and upper 40s, and skies will stay sunny. Then Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, no big changes in the overall weather pattern. We may get a few clouds from a weak low-pressure system off to the southwest. By tomorrow afternoon, wind will be gusting at 20 to 30 miles per hour, but our temperatures get another boost with many locations in the upper 40s and low 50s, especially over our southern counties. A quick frontal boundary will move across the state Saturday night into Sunday. Some cloud cover is possible, but no precipitation. Another trough will develop on Sunday, temperatures gaining a few more degrees, and we get sunshine and gusty wind. This afternoon in our northwest counties, we're expecting low 40s with mid to upper teens overnight. Low to mid 40s in the north central counties and low to mid 20s for tonight. Northeast, low to mid 40s and upper 20s to low 30s for tonight's lows. Mid to upper 40s this afternoon in the southwest counties, upper teens to low 20s overnight. Upper 40s south central, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Upper 40s in the southeast and about 30 for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
In which we live in. Makes you give in and cry. Say live and let die.